Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Man, we are loaded up with outstanding guests this afternoon. Ilya Shapiro coming up after the bottom of the hour. Phil Holloway is going to weigh in on some of this Chicago police stuff with the stand-down order that's still getting attention with the ICE agents. My friend John Ziegler after 5 o'clock. I want John to weigh in because he does the Death of Journalism podcast on the Barry Weiss CBS situation. And adding to an A-list lineup this afternoon, Missouri 8th District Congressman Jason Smith. He's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. How are you, Congressman? Welcome back this afternoon.
Doing well, Mark. It's always great to be with you, sir.
Why are you shutting down the government? Why are Republicans shutting down the government? It's all on you, even though you guys voted to not shut down the government. But the media tells me it's all your fault. It's not Chuck Schumer's, Jason.
Yeah, the media should have to do their in-kind contributions to the Democrat campaign committee because they're definitely hitting the Democrats' talking points. The Democrats, without a doubt, have shut down government, Mark. They supported the same identical continuation of funding just 6 months ago in March. And the only thing different now is the fact that their hatred for Donald Trump has even grown even farther. The Democrats voted 13 times to do the same process whenever Joe Biden was in the White House and the Democrats controlled the White House and the Senate. It's madness. But their demands, Mark, is even more atrocious. They want a four-week funding proposal that would spend an additional $1.5 trillion. It would fund health insurance for illegals. It's crazy the stuff that they're asking for.
So on the topic of the illegals, this is the back and forth we've heard for the last week or week and a half or whatever from the media. And, you know, the Democrats and their allies will say one thing. No, this doesn't do anything for illegals. It's not legal. And then you guys say another thing. Now, I do believe that there's a little nuance here, but I also believe that there are many instances where people who are not legally in this country are getting, for whatever reason, a lot of benefit of tax dollars that some American citizens are not getting.
It's exactly the case. And that was something that we did in the Big Beautiful Bill, Mark. We made it where this would be prevented, that it could not happen, because there was millions of people that were illegals that were receiving Medicaid and Medicare subsidies from the healthcare exchanges. And we prevented that from happening. And this is exactly what the Democrats have filed legislation of their own continuing resolution, completely reversing that, because they're fighting more for illegal immigrants than they are for the veteran or the military personnel that's not going to have a check next week.
So what's going to happen here? How does this eventually end? Variety of predictions, nobody knows exactly, but it doesn't seem like there's leverage here from the Democrats. I want you to explain to the audience the difference, because I think the speaker's done a pretty good job at explaining this. And you covered some of this here in the last couple of minutes. This is exactly what Chuck Schumer and other Democrats voted for in the spring. It does get exhausting, even to someone like me, where you have to do these continuing resolutions time and time again. But the Obamacare subsidies in particular were going to expire at the end of this year. And by the way, they were meant to be temporary anyway because it was a COVID type of deal that went in there. So are they looking for, and I've seen some reporting, Jason, that says that the administration's open to having conversations after they open the government back up on some of the healthcare subsidies. What's your position on that?
Well, the health insurance subsidies is all within the Ways and Means jurisdiction. They're tax credits by name only, but it's basically bailouts for insurance companies. I have some very strong opinions on it. It would cost $400 billion with the flat-out clear extension. Right now, under this extension that only came in effect during COVID, it was in the American Rescue Plan that the Democrats put in, and they made it temporary. They didn't make it permanent. And then they expanded in the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
They made it temporary. They did not make it permanent. Unlike our bill that we just passed with the tax cuts, we made those tax provisions permanent from back in 2017, and they're not doing it. So think about this. If we would extend this, if Republicans would extend this, we would be subsidizing individuals who make more than $600,000 a year for their health insurance. That's crazy. It allows people who make more than 400% of the federal poverty level to be subsidized. That's uncalled for. There's no need for that. And when you think about, there's 347 million Americans. There's 24 million that are on these exchanges. 174 million are in employee health insurance. They're not even affected by this other than the fact that their tax dollars is paying to bail out the 24 million. But even if these expire, they revert back to what was in the original Obamacare 10 years ago.
Which, by the way, is a pretty good deal still, right?
Still about 90 to 95% of your health insurance is subsidized. And it requires people to have skin in the game in this sense. There's a lot of people that are enrolled on these healthcare exchanges. Billions of dollars is what has been projected that's being lost. Billions of dollars of subsidies that go to insurance companies for people who don't even know that they're enrolled in and they never utilize the services because it's an automatic enrollment.
Yeah, the other reporting that I saw, and I've mentioned this to a couple of different guest congressmen, is that there are a fair amount of people that are on the exchanges because they know they're getting a better deal than they would be on their employer-offered health insurance. And many of these people, and I don't know if you have the math or if there's a way to determine this, but there's a lot of people on the ACA that could get employer, you know, based programs, but they won't do it because they're getting a better deal. I mean, it's what, $88 a month, I think, with the increased subsidies, and it's just double that. It's still a pretty good deal, $154 a month. So you're saving a lot of money as opposed to going to the employer plan. So let's go back to that question about how we get out of this and if there's going to be any negotiation. The Republicans, doesn't sound like you want to give on that particular issue. So what happens here in the next week or so?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Democrats are eventually going to have to vote for what they've been criticizing all along. They will vote for a continuation of funding at some point. Right now, they're catering to their liberal base. I mean, this is about Chuck Schumer's survival. Like, he is looking in the rearview mirror, and he sees AOC, on his toes. And this is what he's doing to fulfill that liberal base, because all the liberal base cares about right now, Mark, is opposing anything that Donald Trump wants. If Donald Trump said that oxygen was clean and fresh to breathe, liberals would put a bag over their head and kill themselves.
Well, I don't think you're wrong on that, unfortunately, Jason. What else? Are you doing anything else here in House Ways and Means in particular moving forward, or is this kind of all on hold because we're waiting for this question about the government to open again?
We're very busy in regards to a lot of the trade negotiations and the trade agenda that the president's pushing out there. Of course, that's within our committee's jurisdiction. But we're also very focused on these premium tax credits, these insurance subsidies, because they expire at the end of this year. And the Democrats are making a point of contention all along. And we have some good ideas about reforms to health care that would be better from a Republican perspective, and we'll see how that goes over the next couple months.
Congressman Jason Smith, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. You have a great week.
Good to be with you, Mark. Take care.
I want to, before we get to a break here, I want to play with the president. The president was with Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, today, and actually it was pretty good, the exchange. He loves being in these things, sitting next to, you know, other leaders, because I think he feels like he has the one up on them. In fact, you know, here he's heaping praise on Carney here.
He's a world-class leader. He's a man that knows what he wants. And I'm not surprised to see that he won the election and won it substantially. And I would think he's more popular now. He's a good man. He does a great job. And he's a tough negotiator.
Check this out here. This is good. They're all yelling, shouting.
So then, what's holding things up? If he's a great man and you want to do a deal with Canada, why aren't you?
Because I want to be a great man, too.
So that was his answer there. But he also weighed in on the Democrats in the shutdown.
Every day we put forth a bill. It's just a continuation. It's a very simple thing to sign and very simple to do. And I really think that these are people that I think they have nothing to lose. They have a party that's out of control. They have no leader. Nobody knows who the leader is. I look at people with very low IQs like Crockett, this woman Crockett. I never met her, but she's a low IQ individual. I look at AOC talking about how if they want to negotiate, they can come to my office. She's not in that position to do that. And who the hell is she to say that? And then I watch Nancy Pelosi not knowing what to do. I watch their leadership. Look, Schumer is petrified of primary because he's not going to win probably against anybody in a primary. You know, Schumer did the right thing, but he handled it badly originally a year ago. He did probably the right thing, but he handled it badly. I think Schumer's incapable of making a deal. They are a mess. They're a party that has no leadership.
I don't think he's wrong about that, so I don't know how they get out of it here. Ilya Shapiro is coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.